Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Joshua and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, another government
No, sir.
agency,
No.
a media organization or work on volunteer a political thing? No?
Nope.
Okay. So we can proceed in that case, and thank you so much for your opinions are important, man. So yeah, basically we can move forward. The next question is, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and for the state legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to
Definitely
vote.
gonna vote.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated,
That's
independent, or
private
non-registered?
information.
Okay. No worries. And what is your main racial background, please? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, Black,
Hispanic.
Asian. Thank you. And what is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45?
30. 30
Okay.
to 35.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they up on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Mm-hmm. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Select one, flooding, sea level rise in environmental resiliency, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, traffic and congestion, corruption
affordable
in city
housing.
government. Okay, let me just read the final options. Maybe you change your mind. Crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance cost. Should I record your answer as the one that you said?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, which in this case you said it was affordable housing. You will now be giving
so
a list
expensive.
Of... Yeah. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Damian Pardo.
No opinion.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
No opinion.
Christine King.
No opinion.
Miguel Cabela.
No opinion.
Daniela Levine Cava.
No opinion.
Remember that you can also use favorable or unfavorable, ma'am.
Yeah, no, I just don't want to give opinions about them or who I'm going to vote for.
Do you know the rest of the candidates? Why wouldn't you like to give an opinion for any of the candidates?
I'm not giving an opinion for any of them.
You're not giving an opinion for any of them. You will give no opinion
Correct.
For every of them. Aha. Even though you don't even know who the next is one. It's just automatically a no opinion, right? Okay. Eileen Higgins?
No opinion.
Donald Trump?
No opinion.
Joe Carollo?
No opinion.
Manolo Reyes?
No opinion.
Francis Suarez?
No opinion.
If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
That's private information.
No, it is not. It's part of a survey.
Okay.
This is a public survey.
Public
well, public
surveys that do not mandate the privacy of the person.
Kamala Harris,
is privacy.
The man, we do this with thousands of persons, and they help us with this all the time.